Live from the heart of the Rust Belt, where honesty and integrity still matter, even in politics. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Here are the three big things you need to know, and later some things just for fun. Three, Harper left bitter cold and snow behind over much of the country, and now we are in the deep freeze. Two, President Trump is targeted by fake news, and so are Catholic high school kids visiting the Lincoln Memorial. And number one, the president put out a pathway to protect dreamers and to reopen the government. Democrats won't even talk.
That is why I am here today, to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown and solve the crisis on the southern border.
As we should. So much to cover. What a busy weekend. We should solve that problem. The Democrats, not even a response. We'll get to that in just a moment. The first thing you might notice about today is that, well, it's damn cold. I mean, it is seriously cold out there. Minus 12 in my vehicle on the way to the office. Alex said he saw his car hit minus 17. He cruises back roads. Coming up out of the holler, it was minus 17. Yeah, getting up out of the swamp there. Yeah, he comes from a hayseed point of view. Anyhow, the wind chill in some places minus 40. Sorry, Alex, didn't mean to out you like that. Truth is truth. And the second big storm on its way could bring rain on top of some of this snow for a brief period on Wednesday before it returns to the deep freeze. I mean, more sub-zero temperatures expected a week down the road here. But you can see a lot more snow in the next 48 hours, depending on where that snow and rain line ends up. Could end up about Mount Pleasant, north or south. We'll figure that out. But I'm telling you, it is brisk. It's the kind of thing that lets you know you're alive out there today. Or you wish you were dead, I suppose, if you don't like cold that much, because it is a cold one out there today. And it's all across the state. Up in in Charlevoix County, my northern escapes up there, minus 15 at this moment, according to the app on my phone. Minus 15. That's enough to get your attention, isn't it? Boom. So the ice fishing is good. I went out on the pond for the first time this weekend. Yeah, it's thick. It's safe. And, of course, I took the six-year-old out there with a broken arm to see if we could get a match pair. But, fortunately, we survived. Didn't get a match set. In Washington, the president came out on Saturday and said, listen, we need to put this government shutdown behind us. We need to get some things done with the border. We need to get border security taken care of, which is something I campaigned on as president, as a presidential candidate. And we have to get this taken care of. We can't continue to have an open border. We cannot continue to have 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or not getting paid for what they're doing. It's just not right. I agree with him. And he came out and he gave a pretty calm, effective, dare I say, presidential speech for 12 or 15 minutes. A bite one to get a flavor for. A bite one from the president Saturday. Go.
Just a short time ago, I had the honor of presiding over the swearing in of five new great American citizens. It was a beautiful ceremony and a moving reminder of our nation's proud history of welcoming legal immigrants from all over the world into our national family. I told them that the beauty and majesty of citizenship is that it draws no distinctions of race or class or faith or gender or background. All Americans, whether first generation or 10th generation, are bound together in love and loyalty, friendship and affection. We are all equal. We are one team and one people proudly saluting one great American flag. We believe in a safe and lawful system of immigration, one that upholds our laws, our traditions, and our most cherished values.
Sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it? I mean, he sounds quite reasonable. Listen, it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your religion is, your background. We believe in legal immigration, which is true. Believe in it. Support it. It's necessary to fill the jobs we have available in America, to have people come here from all over the world, more than a million a year. And as I've told you, and I harp on and repeat to you, more than the rest of the world combined, come to America legally, but that doesn't make it okay for a wave of human beings to come across the southern border unchecked and unvetted, for them to be unleashed on America. It's not okay. It's not going to stand. It's not okay here in the Rust Belt, I'll tell you that. It's not okay for those of us that live in the center of the country, the arsenal of democracy, the backbone of this republic. You might be a little rusty, but it's still quite strong, I can assure you. And we mean what we say. We have open arms when it comes to legal immigration. We do. And the president says it's time to have pride in our immigration system and that he will defend this nation as he promised to as a candidate for the highest office in the land. It's bite two. Go.
As a candidate for president, I promised I would fix this crisis, and I intend to keep that promise one way or the other. Our immigration system should be the subject of pride, not a source of shame, as it is all over the world. Our immigration system should be the envy of the world, not a symbol of disunity and dysfunction.
I agree with that. So then the president went on to lay out his ideas. Bipartisan ideas, I might point out. He went on to point out that there's a place for compromise and a place for everybody to get together. He put in protection for the Dreamers for the next 3 years and those with temporary protected status, TPS, if you will. And the Democrat response was to reject the offer before it had even been made. Nancy Pelosi rejected the offer of the president before it was even made. The president offering to do these things in exchange for $5.7 billion in border security, not a wall, but a look-through steel barrier. Nope, we want nothing to do with it. Democrats, I warn you again, you're in danger of overplaying your hand. You're in danger of overplaying your hand. President Trump did the right thing by telling Nancy Pelosi to stay home. You don't get to use my government jet. And then the idea that it had been leaked that she was flying to Afghanistan, absolute garbage. Leaked. Hell, it was said on national television and played around the world. If you're going to fly commercial into Afghanistan, into Kabul, well, there's only so many flights, easy to figure out. Probably not a great security move and a bit of a security risk, but the idea that somehow it was leaked by the White House is foolish. Absolutely foolish. Now, when we come back, we're going to dig deep into a couple of stories that happened over the weekend. We're going to dig deep into the backdrop of what was going on in Washington at the time that the president had made his offer. You see, the media was in a frenzy at that point about a story from BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed, a discredited news source, but somehow they still gobble it up like pigs. I'll tell you what that means and why it's important. Why it's important in this discussion on a Monday. It's the 21st of January. So glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Sit tight. We're just getting warmed up.
Last year, electricity costs for Michigan businesses were higher than the top 10 state average and nearly the highest among peer states. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce can help you manage your electric expenses. In fact, the Chamber can help you cut energy costs by up to 70% by installing LED lighting. LED lighting is a practical, long-term solution to reduce your facility electric bills, save on maintenance time and cost, and help the environment. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you every step of the way. Find out more. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.